boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Here I was thinking I was finally going to catch a break from all of the sports on the TV at my apartment because, you know, basketball's over, football hasn't started yet, but then I forgot about golf season. It's officially golf season, if anybody cares.
This is as boring as it sounds.
Yes.
I'm personally not a golf person.
You know what? Me either. Unfortunately, I am not. But this is the time of year that I will stop seeing my boyfriend because he's constantly out golfing. Fine. And he went out earlier this week and I got to hear all about that. Super happy for him. Super happy I didn't have to go with him. And then yesterday it got taken to a whole new level because he turns to me on the couch and says, "Do you want to join our master's bracket?"
That's a thing.
I don't even know if it's a bracket, to be honest with you. That's just how he explained it to me. If you didn't know the masters are going on, I wouldn't have known that at my own will, but now I do.
I didn't know.
And he's like, "Oh, my family does it. Like, it'll be fun for you to just be part of it." I'm like, "Okay, that's nice. Thank you so much." But also, I don't know any golfers. Tiger Woods.
Does he still play?
I hope so, because he was one of my picks. See, that's how this is going. So he's like, "Yeah, you just have to pick a couple golfers. It'll be fine." And also, you have to download an app.
Wasn't there a guy named Zach?
Zach Johnson.
Does he still play?
Another one of my picks. So again, I do hope he still plays.
All I got.
He's like, "You got to know four golfers, download the app," which I regret. I'm now getting push notifications about weather delays and stuff I don't care about. And so we'll see how that goes. I don't know what I win. I don't know when they're over. I don't know how I win, but I'm now a golf girl, I guess.
Wow.
Against my own will.
I'm proud of you.
Don't be at all. I know they say relationships are a two-way street.
And they require sacrifices.
They do. And compromise. That's another word I hear a lot. Compromise. At no point did I think that would get me conned into watching golf and being part of a master's league.
That's definitely a sacrifice right there.
I'm saying words I don't even mean. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't think that this is going to open a new door for me, but I will try to enjoy it as I can.
Well, it's funny you say that your boyfriend is like trying to get you into golf. He's trying to get you to watch it, trying to fill out a whole bracket and all that fun stuff. And you're like, "Dear Lord, no."
Yeah, it's bad.
And you're doing a sacrifice for him. But Neighbor Man really wants me to get into anime.
Oh, man. Okay, I feel like once you make that switch, there's no going back.
That's my fear, Taylor. That honestly is part of the reason why I don't want to do it, is because I feel like once you watch, you get in deep and you can't get yourself out of it. You are like head over heels for anime. I don't really want to do that. I'm head over heels for rom-coms. I don't need another thing.
So are you going to give it a try or are you going
to
fight it?
I want to. I want to fight it as much as I can. So every single night I'm like, "Oh, can we watch my show?" When he wants to watch his. I'm like, "No, let's watch mine."
Yeah, I mean, selfishly, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be a little butthurt if I can't come to you about Bachelor anymore. And you're coming to me about
anime?
Anime. It's not quite my lane.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm not here to call anybody old, okay? I just want to warn you, what the cool kids are saying makes you look old.
Oh, God, here we go.
I know, and you are not going to be happy about this at all. So, there have been some people on TikTok, a lot of millennial creators who are, you know, mid-30s, have kids, have been sharing the things that they have learned from their Gen Z kids to be like not cool anymore, that were cool for millennials. And this one girl, Jennifer, shared that her daughter told her that you can spot a millennial or a Gen X from a mile away because they wear eyeshadow.
Hey, I haven't really been wearing eyeshadow anymore.
Oh, so you're jumping on this train.
I used to, you know me, I love makeup. I love it, I love it, love it, love it, love it so much. And I have tons of it. But lately, I have actually gone without it.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I do is if you see it, it's right on my, it's on my lower, like, waterline. It's on my water, like, waterline, and it's pretending to be eyeliner.
Okay.
That's the only where I, only place I use it, but I don't put it on my eyelids anymore because I was actually noticing that in videos and photos, it was making me look old.
So you figured this out on your own without even seeing the Gen Zers calling you old for doing it.
No, 100%. I noticed it in videos and photos that I was like, whoa, eyeshadow is making me look old. So I toned it back hardcore and now I don't wear any.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to be way more upset about this.
I think I would have a month ago before I noticed it.
Well, I'm glad you hopped on it because I didn't want to be the one to ruin your day.
I think the problem is I'm 29, I'm hitting 30, and I'm like self-conscious about everything now. I'm looking at everything and I'm like, oh, that makes me look old. Oh, that makes me look old. I really should just hang out with a Gen Zer. They need to just destroy me because I'm like self-conscious about everything right now.
I don't think you would enjoy that at all.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Today is National Pet Day.
I love it.
And in honor of National Pet Day, I am bringing you probably my favorite story I have ever.
Whoa.
Is that bold?
I feel like every time you're really excited to tell me a cat story, but the best ever?
This might be the best cat story I've ever told you.
Okay.
Not only is this a cat story, it's a dog story, a turtle story, and a pig story.
Well, yeah, because it's pet day, right?
It's pet day.
Yeah, we can let that slide.
We can break the rules a little bit, but we're going to talk definitely about cats. Don't you worry. But the nationwide pet insurance has a annual contest to find the wackiest pet names in America. Now, last year, they had some winners, a dog that was named Doc Holiday and a cat named Spicy Beef Burrito.
Oh, that's a full name. That's a lot. That's a
spicy
mouthful.
Beef burrito.
Okay, I love it.
Now you can go online and vote for the wackiest pet name in America right now because that was last year's winner. So now we got to pick out this year's winners, right?
Mm-hmm.
The finalist for dog names include Molly from Corporate.
Shut up. No way.
Yeah. Lord Waddles.
Oh, I hope that's a corgi.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
I don't know if it is.
A perfect corgi
name. But if that is not a corgi, you done did wrong.
Lord Waddles.
Mr. Pizza Puff. If he don't like pizza, you did him wrong.
Pizza Puff. Okay, that's interesting.
And my personal favorite, Boots with the Fur.
That's got to be a floofer, a fluffy dog.
Boots with the Fur. Boots with the Fur. Those are the finalists for the dog names. Now, let's get over to the cat names.
Please.
We got Car Alarm.
What?
Car Alarm.
Okay.
I know. Not that great, in my opinion, but Car Alarm is one of them.
Okay.
Maybe it's just for the cuteness. I really don't know. Meow Nays.
Aww.
Steph Purry.
Okay, I love that.
I knew you would like that one.
That's great.
Okay, how about Itty Bitty Kitty Committee?
Stop it right now. I wish I would have thought of that. That's incredible.
Itty Bitty Kitty Committee.
Oh,
that one better win, I swear to God.
That is like top of the line. Really good.
We also have a pig as a finalist.
Oh.
Snoop Hoggy Hog.
Oh my God. I want to be friends with all of these people and their pets. Snoop Hoggy Hog.
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
And the last is a turtle as a finalist. Do you have any guesses? You probably don't.
Turtle? No, I feel like I can't think of any turtle names.
Mid-size sedan.
What? Mid-size sedan, the turtle. Okay, I'm drawing the line there.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. C102.9.
I don't know. I guess you could call me the girl that cries wolf. I don't care, but I'm issuing another code red. Sorry.
I'm going to revoke it.
Oh, come on.
We're at 2 this week. I just don't know how you could have another crisis.
Well, let me tell you. I think I am going through another one because I have been struggling with, I think it's because I'm 29 and I know 30 is literally right around the corner.
You literally just turned 29 in February.
But it's right around the corner. 30.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I told you earlier, I've been a little self-conscious about the way I look. Like, I'm like, do I look old? I don't know. So I've been like looking at myself every day. I'm like, I'm trying to look young, hip, and 17, even though I'm 29.
Okay.
I'm trying to look young. Okay.
I got it.
All right. So I've been looking at myself in videos and photos and I'm like, you know what? I feel like my hair makes me look old. So I reached out to my hairstylist and I told her I want to get
pink in your hair. I feel like that is not an old person thing to do.
I know. It makes me look kind of young, right? I guess. I don't know, but I reached out to my hairstylist and I said, I want to keep the blonde and I want to keep the pink.
Okay.
But we got to do something that makes me look young and hip and cool. Like I'm a Gen Z or an alpha, even though I'm not.
I'm a millennial. How you style it?
Yeah, I was thinking bangs.
You can't do that.
Then she told me, you're not doing bangs. We're not doing bangs. Good. You don't like hair in your face.
That's a good hairstylist.
So she told me no. So I don't know what else to do. They can make me look young, hip, and cool.
Okay, here's what I will tell you, because I have also had those urges of like, oh my God, I just want to do something to my hair. I'm bored. I look the same way that I have for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You need to order yourself some fake clip-in bangs from Amazon.
Oh, I've seen those before on TikTok.
Uh-huh. I had them actually because of dance back in high school. I still have them. We all wore them. Whatever. Totally different story. But anytime that I'm like, oh my gosh, how fun would it be to have bangs? I pull those babies out and then I clip them to my head and I realize I do not want the bangs.
Can I borrow your bangs?
They're probably not going to be the right color for you.
That's
but
fine. I just want to see what it looks like.
If that's what it's going to take to talk you off the ledge.
Okay.
You can borrow my bangs.
Okay. I'm down to borrow your bangs.
Weird thing to say.
But if that doesn't work, any other advice?
Yeah. Or I guess the next time you're like, woe is me, I hate my hair, order a bald cap. Put that on and then you'll realize you're doing okay.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It is an exciting day at Z102.9.
What is with the smirk on your face?
I'm so excited because we've got 3 new trees out in our front lawn.
3 new what?
Trees.
How did we get trees in our front yard?
Well,
what have I been doing?
I'm not sure. I don't know what you... Well, I mean, the curtain's closed most of the time, so
I can't see out there.
Yeah, there were some guys here. Muscular men in trucks.
There was?
I know.
And you didn't tell me anything?
Well, now I'm glad I didn't because you would have been...
I would have been
unfocused.
Hello there, sir. Anybody?
So yeah, they just wrapped up. Thank goodness, because it looks like it's about to rain.
They're not out there
anymore. They're not. Because it's about to rain, so they had to get those trees planted down in the ground. Oh my God! Honestly,
are you sure you're not out there anymore?
They're not. But we have 3 new trees. So as I've been sitting over here, because I was turning around a lot to see the process. I have taken the liberty of naming the 3 trees.
Why do you get to name them?
Because I watched all of it
happen.
They
better have my name in one of them.
No, Morgan Treeman. That's that one to the left, okay? And okay. Then the middle one I'd like to be Keanu Leaves. And then the one on the far right is Queen Latrifah. And they're part of the Z102.9 family
okay.
Now.
All right, hold up. Hold up.
What?
The city of Cedar Rapids, what are you doing?
Do you need me to name more
That's
trees?
That's what I'm saying.
Because I will.
Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell, hire Taylor. I mean, come on.
Well, now we've got plenty of years to watch these 3.
You should be a tree namer.
Hey.
I don't know if that's a job.
Hire me, man.
But
I'm
Tiffany,
free.
Make it a job. Maybe for Christmas, you name trees.
Christmas trees?
Maybe a Christmas tree farm should hire you. And as people walk out with their Christmas trees, you name their tree for it. Oh my God, this is a business.
I am updating my resume immediately. Immediately. And everybody say welcome to our trees.
If the boss is asking, we're working.
Yeah, we are.
Really, this is our excuse to hear about your dogs, your cats, your pet tarantula.
Whatever you got.
Whatever you got, we'll take. We want to know, because it's National Pet Day, what is your pet's name versus what you actually call them?
Because we all fall into patterns of the nickname, like, going off the rails into something else. I love this so much. Now that I have my own cats,
yeah.
I have really gone off the deep end. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So I have two cats. My boy cat's name is Romeo. Most of the time we call him Ro-Ro. If he's not that, or Romeo, I call him Naughty. I also call him Nasty Boy. Because he is a nasty boy. He's a big beggar. And those are really, I think, the only names that we call him. Mostly Ro-Ro or Nasty Boy. And then my girl cat is Toulouse.
Uh-huh.
She most often is Tutu.
Aww.
Or Tutu. Her other nicknames include Tootie Girl.
Aww.
Toulouse Goosey.
Oh, I like that one too.
And then when she is being naughty, she is Toulucifer.
I am shocked they don't have middle names.
I know. And I regret that every day, but still, even when I think about it, I'm like, I don't know what their middle names would be, because they're just Nasty Boy and Tutu.
Call me crazy, but I call them our kids, even though they got four legs.
They are our kids. Not me and you. Not our kids. We don't share kids.
No, we don't. No, 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 no.
We
no.
have our own kids.
And your kids, celebrate them today, because it is National Pet Day. And in honor of that, we want to hear, what's your pet's name versus what you actually call them? Because they're completely different
names. It's not the same. Sometimes it's completely unrelated. Emma, what do you call your pet?
My dog. She's a husky. Her name is Nyla. I call her Nyla Kai or Nai Nai.
Ooh, adding a Y is always a go-to.
100%.
And then doubling up the first syllable. Easy enough. Sarah, what do you call your pet?
My dog is named Riley, and I call her Ruru.
Or Ooh. That's Aww, so cute.
Makes him sound like a little baby.
Okay, what do you call your pets?
So Neighbor Man has a dog, and her name is Evie. We don't really switch her name up a too lot, but we do call her Evie Girl.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we do with her. And then he has a cat, and Luna has tons of names.
I could see that. Evie, I get, because it already has the E at the end.
Yeah.
Because you're always like, Evie. You got to be able to say it in a baby voice.
Yeah.
Luna.
So, Luna goes by Stinky.
Oh, I'm sure she appreciates that.
Luna Tuna.
Oh, yeah.
Or sometimes they just call her Tuna.
Okay.
Also Princess, because she's a diva.
Okay.
But in a good way. And sometimes I call her Pumpkin.
Oh.
And then when they're together, they no longer have names. It's not Luna and Evie. It's just girls or ladies.
Oh, I like
they
that.
They fight. And I'm like, girls, knock it off.
I really thought you were going to say Lunar Eclipse. Can you add that to the list, please?
Extra treats, in my opinion, today. For your little fur babies. That's just one of What?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm thinking like, oh, God, okay, I got to stop at the store after this because they deserve it.
I'm thinking, do I need to get them a cake and toys? And, oh, dear Lord, this sounds expensive, but it doesn't matter. There are fur babies.
They deserve it. They do.
They deserve the world. Well, it's National Pet Day, and we've been asking you, what is your pet's name versus what you actually call them?
Because we all know it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Shay, what do you call your pet?
His name is Remy, and we call him Reminator. Or Rem, but he's a mini Bernedoodle.
I like Reminator.
I do too.
It's like a superhero. Ethan, what do you call your pet?
My pet's name is Rocco. I call him Rock or Rick. And then when he gets in trouble, he becomes Richard, so.
I feel like everybody has that. If they get in trouble,
here's your name.
They give their government name, their full government name.
Richard.
Exactly. Libby, what about you?
So my English Bulldog's name is Lambo, like the Green Bay Packers field. It's either Lamb. My daughter calls him Bambo.
Oh.
or Bobo or Lambo Sam.
I saw this on Facebook too. I feel like some nicknames come from little kids pronouncing it wrong.
Yes.
And then it just turns into something that you call.
No, 100%.
Your pet. Grayson, what do you call your pet?
Our pet's name is actually called Stella, but weirdly, it's not that far off, but we call her Smella, and I feel like that's kind of mean.
Wait, what kind of pet is it? A dog?
Yeah, a dog.
Stinky, Smella, Smelly.
I feel like everybody has that one name that's a little mean, kind of like you said, like Stinky or Smelly or something.
If they knew their feelings
but
would be
hurt.
But
let's be honest, they all kind of stink sometimes. We love them, but they
can't help it. Mackenzie, what do you call your pet?
So I have two different dogs. The one dog is a pug. His name is Nico, but he's a little chunky, so we call him Fat Sausage.
Oh, okay.
And then we have a Pitsky named Nala, and every time she greets me at the door, I call her Booger.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Yay! Financial lesson tonight with Let's Get Quizzical. Woo! Crowd goes wild.
I don't buy it. I buy nothing from you about financial literacy. No way. Nope.
Have you ever saw me budget?
No, and that's the problem, I think.
You're right.
Lesson number one.
How to budget? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
The question, Americans lose $55 million a year doing this. What is it?
$55 million?
Yeah.
This is no fun. What a buzzkill, honestly. Great work. And let's bond over debt. Sweet. How fun.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9.
I think my bank would be really disappointed if they knew I was doing this.
Why?
Honestly shocked my bank hasn't called. Like, ma'am, we don't think you're qualified to be talking finances.
Oh,
have
definitely.
You seen your account?
Definitely not.
Shocked they haven't called the station yet. But we're talking money, finances for tonight's trivia question. The question is, Americans lose $55 million a year doing this. What is it?
Casey said gambling / playing the lottery.
Ding, ding. That's me, dude. I never win. Like a dollar.
See,
but I play every time.
I should. But then also I see that and I'm like, maybe I'm doing the right thing.
62 said paying interest on credit cards. I get you, man.
Mm-hmm. The pain in your eye that I just saw. A twitch. Saw a twitch in her eye. Ooh. 1829 said subscribing to things and then forgetting about it.
That makes
me scared. Like, if I start thinking about that too much, I'm going to remember, like, I subscribed to Barbie Horse Adventure when I was bored my freshman year of college, and I've been paying for it
for
the last
time.
6 years. That's very possible, and now I need to look at my bank statements.
Dude, I went through my bank, and I went through all the charges earlier this year, and there was a lot that I could not tell you what they were for, and I had to slowly, one by one, cancel everything, because I was couldn't tell you what this is.
What am I subscribed to?
Now I'm saving money, but I could see why people lose money, kind of those types of things.
That's going to be my homework tonight, because now I'm scared of myself.
Americans lose $55 million a year doing this. What is it? Good question. Was the horse thing really worth it?
Dude, yeah. That's the time of my life when I was bored in my dorm. I was probably subscribing to so many stupid games.
I just was like, should I subscribe to it tonight?
Yes.
Cancel Hulu and subscribe to that.
Fair trade.
My dad just texted me and said, respectfully, as somebody who can't do her own taxes and makes me do your taxes, why are you doing a financial money type of trivia question?
I mean, that sentence alone. Kind of proves the point.
Thanks, Dad. But anyways, tonight's trivia question. Americans lose $55 million a year doing this. What is it?
And
the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
All right, watch out next time you're at work, because I have a feeling you have one of these at your job. We're losing or leaving change in vending machines.
Oh.
$55 million a year. Now, can I tell you some criminal activity that I used to do? Why am I admitting?
Absolutely, yes.
Dude, my hands were so tiny when I was younger that I could sneak my hand up the vending machine little, like where the coins would come out.
Yeah.
And I could stick my hand up in it and I could get money when I was younger. I'm not going to tell you what vending machine I was able to do that to, but...
size me up, man. Could I make it happen?
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If there's one thing you should trust me with, it is knowing your rights.
No. Like, you shouldn't trust me with money and I shouldn't trust you with my rights.
Will you do that for the next couple minutes, though?
Fine, whatever. You probably know more about my rights than I know about my own rights.
Well,
so.
I know I do in this situation because I didn't even know that this was the thing until 5 minutes ago, to be quite honest with you. So welcome to the courtroom, everybody. I will be representing you.
What am I going to court for? Jeez, this escalated way too fast.
I want you to know your rights, okay?
What the heck am I going to jail for?
Wait, nobody's going to jail. Nobody's going to jail.
Yeah.
There is some insurance that I want to make sure everybody is aware of because it could be life-changing, really, truly. So this comes from Heinz Ketchup. There is Heinz Ketchup
the
insurance.
The heck are they doing?
They want you to know your rights when it comes to ketchup. So if you have
Do
an incident...
Do you even like ketchup?
Dude, why does it matter?
Okay.
Everybody uses ketchup here and there, and we are heading into grilling season, okay?
Okay, okay.
Let's just say you are squeezing some ketchup onto your hot dog, and things go awry. You want to know your rights, okay? So... what you need to do is go to HeinzKetchupInsurance.com. And let me walk you through what happens.
That's on website. Okay.
It is. Check it out. I'm not kidding. It's very, very official. So we're going to start with Section A of the insurance policy, which is submission instructions. You obviously need to put in your personal information so they can contact you about the case at hand, what's gone wrong. And then they want the incident details. It is an incident report. The date, the time, location of the incident, what Heinz product was used, and description, and you can even put a photo or video of what went wrong with your ketchup product, okay? Then we move down to Section B, which is description of the damage. Heinz has 57 different claims you can file.
Oh, dear God.
57. So I'm not kidding. Every ketchup catastrophe is covered by Heinz. I want to give you a couple of my favorites, including the mega squeeze.
Oh my God.
The claimant attempts to a mega squeeze of Heinz ketchup, causing ketchup to disperse in all directions. We've all had it happen. There's a little extra air pressure in there. The whodunit. The claimant discovers the spilt ketchup, but not the person who spilled it. They're even covering if you don't know who did the crime. They're going to make things right for you. Then moving down to Section C, special terms and conditions.
Oh my God.
Basically, they just say like it has to be a Heinz product to cover it. Accidents only. You can't be doing things on purpose. And claims must be submitted within 57 hours of the incident just because. I don't know why, but it must be within 57 hours of the incident. So just think, like, next time when you get ketchup on your white shirt and you're all pouty about it because you ruined your favorite white shirt, now you can file an insurance claim and they will reimburse you.
It's kind of genius if you think about it, because there's a lot of times this has happened to me.
100%. Or your couch or your carpet or whatever.
This is also why I can't wear a white t-shirt. Although I am wearing it today, and surprisingly, I haven't gotten anything on it, but I usually can't because I always get something on my shirt.
Well, now you can because you have insurance on it.
This is kind of genius.
Now I think everybody else, step up. Spaghetti sauce, you're next.
Oh, yes!
I know.
And coffee.
Because
I get coffee on it every time. You know what? Also, can we add toothpaste to the list? Now, hear me out, because I spilled toothpaste on my shirt. I was wearing a different shirt this morning, and somehow I didn't close my mouth properly when brushing my teeth.
Oh, it happens.
Don't ask me why.
It's crusted on.
And it's now crusted on my shirt, so I couldn't wear that shirt today.
There's a lot of insurance that needs to be created.
And
now
we need to have that happen.
I will enroll.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Okay, call me crazy, but have you ever late at night thought, if my pet could talk, I wonder what celebrity they would sound like?
All the time. Okay, I think about this constantly with every single one of my pets. I always like to picture what they would sound like.
Oh, yeah, like what would they look like in human form all the freaking time?
Uh-huh.
Well, we want to know, if your pet could talk, which celebrity voice would you put them as?
Yeah, who would they sound like, I guess?
Yeah, I would have to say Neighbor Man has a dog. Her name is Evie. But the thing about Evie is she's a girl, but I don't feel like Evie ever really acts like a girl. Like half the time I forget that she is a girl dog.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like in my head I think she's a boy dog because she's totally tomboyish.
Oh, is she like roughhousing?
Yeah,
roughhousing and toughing.
So I'm thinking, okay, I need a celebrity, like a girl who's got like
the grit.
The grit, the muscles. Who could put up a front? Who could beat up any boy anytime?
Okay.
So then I'm like, okay, who's got that kind of energy? And immediately I'm thinking back to, I think it was Glee, the celebrity Dot Marie Jones.
You're all coffee and no omelet.
Coach Beast from Glee.
Oh my God, that is so Evie.
Okay.
Because Evie does not mess around. And I feel like I would never get in a fight with that celebrity. Are you kidding me? No way.
That's a good, like, rough around the edges, I guess.
Totally, yeah. 100%.
For the dog, I like it. I like it.
Now, Luna, his cat, complete opposite. She's a princess.
Okay.
The world revolves around her. Her nails are probably always done. Her hair is always did. I'm thinking the glitz, the glam, iconic. I'm thinking Luna is Julie Andrews.
Kidding? Oh my God! Brussels sprouts, and they're roasted, and they were parboiled beforehand. I mean, that's a real turn on.
I feel like she sounds like Julie Andrews.
The queen of Genovia.
That's what I'm saying, because she kind of is already one.
Like, that is prim and proper.
Oh my God. Julie Andrews is iconic. I feel like that his cat is a little iconic.
Yeah, if you that cat could speak and it sounded like Julie Andrews, you'd be rich.
God, what I would do just to hear my cat and dog talk one time. One time as like a human. Oh my God, I'd pay millions of dollars to hear that.
I think about it more often than I would like to admit.
That's my Roman Empire.
It so is because you hear your dog bark, you hear your cat meow, whatever. But don't you just wonder if they could speak, what voice they would have? I think about it all the time.
Oh, 100%. What about you, Taylor?
Okay, so I have my two kitty cats. My girl cat, her name is Toulouse. She's kind of like your neighbor man's
Luna
cat. She's very
elegant.
She's a little standoffish. Anytime I look at her, I'm like, gosh, she's just so, like, she just seems like she has it together.
Oh, 100%.
So I think she would sound like Marilyn Monroe.
He was kind of scary looking, but he wasn't really all bad.
Oh my God, I could totally see that.
Very soft spoken, but also like elegant and powerful. That's my Toulouse.
Oh my God, I've seen pictures. Yes.
She would be appreciative of you saying that. Now, my other cat, my boy cat, Romeo, is complete opposite. He is a wild card. He is naughty and nasty, but still so cute. But I just imagine him being extremely loud in all scenarios. So I think he would sound like Chris Rock.
If you can't get a star, wait, okay? If you want Denzel and all you can get is me, wait.
Something about the tone of his voice.
Yeah.
Where it like kind of hurts your ears almost because he's yelling.
Yeah.
That would be my Romeo.
Oh my God, imagine Romeo sounding like Chris Rock in the morning because they meow in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine?
That would be my personal Oscar slap. Concerned that my neighbors think I'm a freak.
You're just now concerned?
Well, no, but yes. So I live in an apartment, so I have lots of neighbors, technically.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, I feel like if you've ever lived in an apartment complex, you know that there's normally a mail room or a mail area where everybody either unlocks their mailbox or big packages just get like left out on the ground. It's the honor system. Nobody takes each other's. But I've noticed a pattern, at least from where I order things online from, is that they have stopped putting packages inside boxes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I, you know, there are times that I'm like, does this really need to be inside of a box when it comes in a box? This seems kind of right. Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I've kind of thought the same thing. But then it happened to me yesterday, and I thought that my privacy was being broken.
What on earth did you order?
Okay, Loa, let me tell you, because I was really excited about it. I wanted a little blender to make myself some smoothies. And the one I ordered on Amazon was called Magic Bullet. That's what it's called. However, when I got out of my car and walked into my building yesterday and I just saw a box laying out in the open that said Magic Bullet all over it, I was like, oh my God, I know that's mine. And I know it's a blender because I ordered it. But what does everybody else here think that I got? Because it was also, they just slapped a big shipping label on it with my name and my unit that I live in. And then if you flipped it over, you could see that it was a blender. But
they didn't show that.
No, they didn't show that.
Oh, God.
So now all my neighbors are like, oh, my gosh, Taylor ordered a magic bullet.
But if they would just turn it over, they would see that you're trying to make smoothies.
If anybody comes knocking at my door, I hope it's just for a smoothie.
You know, it's funny. You would think at a radio station, it's pretty normal. You know, normal day. You see normal things. That is not the case around here.
No, it's never a normal day. Ever.
What did you just see out the door 2 seconds ago before I turned the microphone on?
Well, okay. So the window's behind me, right? And I like to look what's going on out there.
Yeah.
Because why not? What's everybody else doing? An entire truck with like a trailer attached to it full of trees, baby trees, just went driving by.
What are they doing?
Well, there's clearly some planting going on around here because we have 3 new trees in our front lawn. I don't know where they're taking the rest of them, though. And they just came out of nowhere. They planted our trees like 2 hours ago.
Do you think they're pulling an Oprah and you get a tree and you get a tree? Because that would be cool. Come by my place.
That now I'm like, did Oprah just drive by and I missed it? Oh my God.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.